If you have drawn this sigil, you are currently so identified with something that you cannot separate yourself from that thing enough to be objective or conscious about it. Identity is the condition of being oneself, one's separate self. Another word for this is ego. Whenever we associate something with ourself, we identify with it. It becomes part of us, the same as us. This is what attachment really is. It is identification. And if the thing we identify with is threatened, we experience it as a threat to our own survival, a personal attack. One could argue that identification is a good thing when we identify with things that make us feel good. But the minute we identify with something that causes us to feel good, it contains within it the seeds of its own opposite. Worthiness carries the seeds of unworthiness. Excitement carries the seeds of disappointment. Far more troubling, however, is that we often identify with things that cause us to feel bad, and then we have to keep those things alive in order to keep our own sense of self alive. When it comes to identification, it is not only things external to us that cause us suffering. It is also identification with things we perceive to be internal. We are the most identified with the three primary aspects of ourselves: our body, our mind, and our emotions. Each of these aspects is inherently a different expression of source consciousness. We mistake these expressions for the totality of who we are. It's a bit like a painter who has become so identified with his painting that he has forgotten that who he ultimately is more than his painting. We think we are our emotions, we are our body, and we are our thoughts. In truth, you could disidentify with just about anything. To disidentify with something, you must first identify it as different from yourself, as other than you. For example, if you would like to disidentify from your own pain, all you must do is conceptualize your pain as a separate entity, and when you experience pain, observe the pain, as if you are watching this separate entity reacting. In this way, you do not take the pain personally. This sigil will remind you never to do this separating from process with an attitude of resistance. Instead, allow the aspects of you that you want to disidentify from by exposing them to our conscious awareness, to fall away like rose petals exposed to the sun. This is the key. To try to push away the things you identified with only causes you to become more identified. It only causes you to feel rejected by yourself. You will essentially cause an intense survival reaction in response to your own self-rejection. You cannot try to take something away from yourself without hurting yourself. As it applies to body, thoughts, and emotions, you cannot try hard to disconnect from those aspects of yourself without those things being perceived internally by you as self-abandonment. The way to allow these aspects to fall away is first to recognize them. Relative to this situation, take out a sheet of paper and jot down all the things you suspect you might be identified with. You can be sure that there are many more than those you write down, but this is a consciousness exercise. A good way to find things you're identified with is to look at everything you call mine. For example, the minute you say my friends, you are identified and thus attached to them. Also, everything you would put after I am blank. For example, the minute you say I am sexy, you are identified with being sexy. Try to identify thoughts and beliefs you are identified with. For example, money doesn't grow on trees might be a thought you are identified with. Try to recognize emotions you are identified with. The ones you are the most identified with are the ones that are chronic or come up most often. For example, disappointment might be one. Also, try to recognize the aspects of your body that you are identified with. For example, if you see yourself as fat, you are physically identified with being fat. Anything you identify with will cause a strong reaction in you. The ego has owned it as part of its composite self. Whenever those things are threatened, the ego will go into a state of reactivity and defensiveness. The ego has motive to maintain these aspects of our life, even if they cause us pain. It sees the loss of these things as annihilation. If you have drawn this sigil in this situation, you are not seeing your identification clearly. A little disidentification will do you good.